810.
I'm Sherry Preston. No more debates. It's just straight campaigning from here on out for John McCain and Barack Obama. In New Hampshire, Obama told his supporters not to let up just because the polls show him far ahead.
For those who are getting a little cocky, I've got two words for you. New Hampshire. I learned right here, with the help of my great friend and supporter Hillary Clinton, that you cannot let up.
Obama was supposed to defeat Hillary Clinton in the New Hampshire primary, but didn't. As for John McCain, he is invoking the name of Joe the Plumber again. He's the guy brought up in last night's debate who asked whether he'd pay more taxes under Barack Obama's plan if he bought his own plumbing business.
Joe's the man. He won, and small businesses won across America. They won because the American people are not going to let Senator Obama raise their taxes in a tough economy.
Democratic Congressman Joe Murtha is apologizing for saying the people of his Western Pennsylvania district are racist. He does say race will play a role in this campaign, though. The FBI is looking into ACORN, the liberal community group that's registered more than a million voters this year. Federal agents want to know if voter registration fraud took place. We had a big surge in the Dow just before the close. It closed up more than 400 points. But we are in a recession, according to most economists, including Hugh Johnson, who bases his assessment on declines in industrial production, personal income, and job losses.
Based on all of those, that we'll pretty much conclude, starting in the third quarter, that the U.S. economy was contracting. It was not expanding, which, of course, means that we're in a recession.
Meantime, in Washington, hearings are being held into how we got into the huge financial crisis that we're in right now. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd blames lax government oversight. Again, checking the Dow, a big surge just before the close. Looks like it's up 394 points. The NASDAQ up 89 points. S&P up 37. You're listening to ABC News.
Leaving a mark at Martinsville means muscles, moxie, and maybe a miracle or two. It's maneuvering through a mammoth maze of mighty machines, a marathon of mixing it up. Drivers would have to be magicians to make it to Monday in mint condition. Make no mistake, though. Getting massively mashed, mauled, and manhandled is no metaphor here in Martinsville.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues at Martinsville, Sunday at 1 Eastern on ABC.
It's the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale. Get doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like St. John's Bay sweaters for her, $14.99. All St. John's Bay casual shirts for men, 60% off. 60% off outerwear for the whole family. And Friday and Saturday, take advantage of buy one, get one for 88 cents deals. Fall fashion is beautiful and affordable at JCPenney. Go to jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends October 18th.
People who receive Social Security will soon be getting a cost of living increase.
Cost of living adjustments have been under 3% for all but three of the past 15 years. But next year, retirees will see a nearly 6% increase in their benefits, pushing the average monthly check up over $1,100. The increase would have been even more, but energy costs fell in August and September when the adjustment is calculated.
ABC's Pam Coulter. Medicare increase or not, a recent survey shows more Americans are foregoing medical treatment as a way of saving money. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Orlando, Florida, where it's happening more and more during the sagging economy.
The brightly colored chairs at this subsidized clinic don't seem to mask the despair of its occupants. Orange County Health Department spokesman Dane Wiester.
We've been seeing more and more patients coming in because of a lot of people having problems with the economy.
Most here have no health insurance. Some, like Brandy, a receptionist and mother of three, are insured but can't afford the co-payments.
I waited too long. Now I found out I have thyroids. So now I'm going to be taking a lot of medication to control that. And I can't afford it.
Matt Gutman, ABC News, Orlando.
Hey, the economy's hurting everybody, even Playboy.
With the goal of becoming profitable again, Playboy is closing its DVD unit. DVD sales have been shrinking as more of Playboy's video products are delivered online and on demand by cable and satellite. The company needs to save $12 million a year. It's cutting 80 jobs.
ABC's Alex Stone. This is ABC News.
Hey, pretty lady, my name is Rick, but my friends call me the Disco Wizard.
Survived the 70s. You deserve special treatment. That's why GEICO offers car insurance with personal service just for you.
Hey, pretty lady, my name is Rick, and on the Richter scale, you're an 11. Pow!
Including experienced driver discounts, top quality claim service, and GEICO's lifetime renewal guarantee. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all states.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Vallejo police looking for a thin black man about 30 years old in the shooting of four people outside their home and across the street from an elementary school. One of the most seriously injured is a two-year-old. The weekend fire on Angel Island was started by people in a camping area. The island may reopen to the public on Monday. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Dave Fowkes.
Altamont Pass, eastbound 580 at North Flynn Road, had a car fire to the right shoulder. Fire's now out. Pleasant Hill, northbound 680, ramp to Monument, a grass fire there. Pile of garbage reported on fire at the bottom of the ramp. Hurry into the men's store inside JCPenney. All the staff or clothing you need is 50% off. Work smart, dress smarter, JCPenney. I'm Dave Fowkes, KGO Radio News.
At KGO, Lloyd Lindsay Young weather forecast says sunny and in the 80s today. And what do you know? San Francisco at 80 degrees right now. San Jose also at 80. On your radio, it's 810 KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome once again to the program. This is how big it was and what we were fighting. The biggest spammers in the world supposedly have been shut down. A vast network from China to New Zealand to the United States peddling male enhancement pills. How many calls have we gotten on that one? Weight loss pills and even prescription drugs. Now, here's why. The FTC got more than 3 million complaints. Most people don't complain. That's why so many of these scammers get away with it, because most Americans, well, we're health sluts. We'll just let them have their way with our bodies. We don't care. We won't say anything. We won't complain, even though we fall for the money-back guarantee. You're too embarrassed when you realize it's still the same size to call and complain. But 3 million complaints tells you the scale of this thing. One site's called Canadian Healthcare. Difficult to distinguish from legitimate online pharmacies. A lot of the pills will come from India. As I said, the size of this particular operation was quite amazing. And it tells you, you know, they had servers in China hosting websites. The drugs are shipped from India, operatives in Cyprus and the former Soviet Republic of Georgia process credit card information. So it's very, very difficult to stop quickly. So please don't be so gullible. All right. I just quickly need to mention, while I was away on vacation, the Ig Nobel Prizes were offered. You know, these are the alternate to the Nobel Prize. Funny kind of stuff, and a lot of things you might consider nonsense. But, you know, human beings, we're curious. We look at stuff. We want to know why. And let me pick a couple of these. Originally, there was, I think the first time they did the Ig Nobel Prize was a woman who found that Coca-Cola worked as a contraceptive, because there were women at one time in America who would use it as, you know, a post-coital douche, and it does rupture sperm, just explodes them. But the latest ones, University of Trento in Italy, they did research and found that people thought they were eating fresh potato chips when you play loud crunching sounds when they bite one. Then the biology prize went to a French team that found dog fleas jump higher than cat fleas. Not critical, but you never know. Economics prize found that professional lap dancers, I remember this study, earn bigger tips when she's most fertile. And I thought that was fascinating. You know, there have been a lot of studies to find that women during their fertile period, there are subtle things that change. And it would make sense to serve nature's purposes in terms of our reproduction. Let's see, what else? This was a past one, actually. You can cure hiccups by a digital rectal massage. And researchers here studying male animals having sex with other dead animals. And so forth and so on. This is something Americans will fall for. I remember in the 60s, there were places in the world where people live to be very old. The Caucasus Mountains in Russia. Was it the Abkhazians? Yes, the Japanese Okinawans. There's some villagers in Ecuador. And, of course, people flock to these regions. People tried to duplicate. In one area, they ate a lot of apricot pits. So people ate apricot pits. And another area ate a lot of yogurt. So people started eating yogurts, where a lot of these fads began. Of course, nobody mentioned that there's another longevity cluster in Loma Linda, California. Well, why? Because there's a lot of Seventh-day Adventists. The Seventh-day Adventists are vegetarians, and they eat very little meat. So the latest is the Chinese. Certainly his credibility in food and health is kind of in challenge recently. And there's an area called Bama that is in Guangzhou province, population of 250,000, and they have 74 people over 100. So the tourism folks are going to market it. They want foreign tourists to come here. I mean, as if you go there and then you will live to be 100. Right, can you think of anything dumber? I'm going to go visit a place where people live to be 100 for 2 weeks, and then I'm going to come home and expect there's going to be benefits. They're going to go for it. It'll be popular. They're looking for 10,000 suckers a day, and they'll get them. You may have heard this one. I just want to emphasize that we get a lot of folks here who call the program, and we try to steer them to good health information, and much of it is online. And a lot of people say, I don't have a computer. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Middle-aged and older people, using the Internet boosts your brain. We've talked before about all the things that can stimulate your brain, that can help you avoid dementia, etc. And it's more than just reading, because they had people go online and half of them just reading. And those who did web searches, the regions of the brain controlling language, reading, memory, visual abilities lit up much more when they were searching on the web. I remember my father and stepmother. May they rest in peace. My father was 90, and my stepmother, they got the two of them to go. This is funny. I found it funny. Like, she calls me up one day. She says, Dean, your dad and I, we're taking computer lessons. I go, wow, Mom, Dad, that's great. That's a really positive thing. And she says, we just finished the first week of classes. And I said, well, what'd you learn? She says, well, we learned to click the monkey. I said, no, Florence, it's a mouse. You click the mouse. Mouse, monkey, doesn't matter. We learned to click it. All right, two Britons going to jail. And I've been to this place, and I find it hypocritical. It's Dubai. It's phenomenal. You know, that's where you can go skiing indoors in 110-degree heat, the world's tallest building, the most fabulous hotel on earth. It is a fantastic place, kind of a Disneyland where there's nothing. Well, United Arab Emirates realize they're running out of oil. They're out of oil already. So they decided to create a tourist mecca. But they're kind of caught because Muslim standards, you see, are a little different. Now, here's the hypocrisy. This couple supposedly was having sex in a lounge chair on a beach at night. They say they were just kissing and hugging. Now, I don't know what sex is, but you know there have been people arrested in Dubai, for smooching in a cafe. Now, officially, no alcohol. Officially, no pork. Officially, no bikinis. But you go there and you flash around the tourist dollar. And you can buy all the booze you want in the hotels. You can wear your bikini. And they'll serve you real bacon. Where you go around the periphery and in town there, the bacon is all this ersatz, you know, fake bacon or beef bacon. And if you want to have a tourist mecca, I don't know. And of course, Europeans are flocking there to buy real estate and condos and stuff like that. Talk about a bubble. Anyway, 6 months in jail for necking on the beach. Come on. You want to join the rest of the world, you got to play, you know, by the same rules. Monogamy. Neuroscientists here have found that monogamy has to do with a key brain chemical. And this is done in monogamous rodents, prairie vole. And they're thinking here that they're helping find out treatments and cures for depression. And the way they found that monogamy causes brain changes, which is how the headlines are reading, is simply that when you pair bond and you separate the pair, it causes discomfort. Now, he's not a human on Earth. It doesn't know this one. Ever been in love? Ever had a crush? Ever had a partner? Ever gotten divorced? Broke up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend? It's among the more painful feelings. It's not logical, is it? I mean, I remember breaking up with girlfriends I hated. Couldn't stand them. And yet, the days and weeks afterwards were painful. You miss them, even though you hate them. Right? So there is something to it. And of course, the bonding that we all go through is chemical. And it doesn't, you know, not brain science to me. Oh, I guess it is brain science. That you would expect a similar kind of a change in brain chemistry with separating them. All right, now, I'm going to play a song for you. You tell me how this song can save your life. Maybe you heard this one. Boy, it goes back. Ooh, creepy 70s. That's right, Staying Alive. Everybody's talking about this today, but there is a practical side to it. And I don't mind it simply because a lot of people ask me, when you do chest compressions and CPR, how often do you do it? It's supposed to be 100 compressions a minute. I say that the people look at me like with a blank, 100 compressions, let's see, how many is that a second? And they sit and try to figure it out. Well, they had a bunch of doctors do it to the soundtrack, Staying Alive, and the song is actually 103 beats a minute. All right? So if you're going to, I mean, this could be really weird. There's so many trying to save your life, and you're, right there, you're pumping away on their chest. Nevertheless, that's 100 beats a minute in case you can't figure that on your own. Here's the risk of cell phones. Unexplained rashes on people's ears and cheeks. It's caused by cell phones. And yes, of course, those of you who have listened to this program over the years probably can guess the cause right now. It's got nothing to do with the radiation, right? Nothing to do with it. It's the nickel in the phone. Remember this? It goes back. This is the most common skin allergy there is. Originally, we saw it in around belly buttons, women's belly buttons, from the buckle on their jeans. So anything that's metal that you wear, costume jewelry, buckles, little things on bra straps, those things all have nickel. Now, gold and real gold and silver actually can have a little bit of nickel to cause a rash in sensitive individuals, but don't do it. Stainless steel shouldn't do it. People with braces, they can get it. Ear piercing, anything that pierces your body has nickel in it. That's why you want to use real karat gold or silver when you do piercings or stainless steel and probably some other fancy metals, maybe titanium. But anyway, there's definitely nickel in the metallic parts of cell phones. It's called cell phone dermatitis. And it's not due to the radiation, but, you know, people may not believe it. This is weird. Maybe Heather can explain this one. Here's this trend, brides. Now, you know, the brides, they want their ladies-in-waiting, right, to wear similar dresses. You know the whole deal with the big wedding. Yeah, I know. I'm making a joke, Heather. Lost her sense of humor. For the big day, they are requesting... It's Heather, I can't talk on the radio. And I used to be able to do that. I think I'm a little jet lagged. I can have people talking in my ear. It's referring to English history. Anyway, the point is that here, women, the brides, want their bridesmaids to get Botox, even to get nose jobs, even to get other kinds of plastic surgery so they look good for the photographs and they're all kind of handsome looking. You know, I'm a guy, the whole wedding thing, I would say to a daughter, and I haven't gone through this, hey, wouldn't you rather give you a down payment on a house and spend all this money on a wedding? Now, I know that sounds hardcore, but the wedding planners here say, boy, they're seeing it with face peels and spray tans, nose jobs, breast jobs, etc., for that one moment in time, that one picture, right? Okay. Trudeau back in the news again. Here's this guy is, if this guy ever put his mind to something legitimate, he'd be a genius. Kevin Trudeau, you know who he is. The only person I know who the federal government banned from doing infomercials on any health product at all. They just ordered him again to pay $5 million because I complimented him. He can't sell a health product, but he wound up putting out a bunch of infomercials selling his book. Selling a book with infomercials. And he was very, very successful. And, of course, the book is ridiculous. You know, it's just nonsensical in the things that it says in there that you can do to be healthy. The guy's a scammer. And anyway, once again, I said he's banned from selling health products, but nobody could stop him from selling a book because I figured, hey, we got amendments to cover that. I was wrong. Judges came down on him pretty heavy. And he's free to publish his opinions, but he must not misrepresent what's in the publications. $5 million. Pretty severe, wouldn't you say? Blowing a fan on a baby reduces the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. You might have heard that, but I don't know. Once again, I know the financial news out there has buried a lot of health news. And they found simply having a fan in a room lowered a baby's risk of SIDS. Now, that's not so strange. Because if you take someone with pulmonary disease, someone with emphysema, and you blow a fan on their face, they're not as breathless. They're not as breathless. There's some reflex in the body that does that. That makes you breathe more easily. All right? Okay, we come back, obviously, economic downturn. This is an interesting piece in New York Times today. Why an economic downturn is good for your health. Good for your health. And they offer the studies to prove it. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Dr. Dean Adel, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear. Indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
I'm here to tell you that Geico.com is easy to use. I bet you already knew that. A website is convenient and fast. Well, really, had no idea. Of course it's fast and easy. Now, allow me to go off script and tell you why Geico.com is so great. First, you can get a free rate quote right then and there. You can update your policy, make a payment, even report and track a claim. There's the news. There's the big aha. Sorry, just had to get it off my chest.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Why are Bay Area consumers using the just-released Diamond Certified Directory for finding top-rated local contractors, showrooms, auto repair shops, and professionals?
We've had bad experiences before in the past with contractors, and we wanted to ensure that the job we're going to get done is done well and done right.
I like that I know I'm going to get reliable service and people who are really going to listen to what the customer has to say.
If we have a problem or a concern, we need a contractor for a particular reason, we pull out the Diamond Certified Directory and have a look.
Have it done professionally so you wouldn't have to worry about having the work done again, say, in a year or two. So we were very pleased with the Diamond Certified resources.
To order your free Diamond Certified Directory, go to DiamondCertified.org. And you can read all the rating results and local profiles. Their website again, DiamondCertified.org.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dean Adel.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's start with Nina. How you doing, Nina? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi, I know it's important to wash our hands in the winter to avoid getting colds, but my hands get really dry in the winter. And since I've heard that it's mostly the scrubbing and sudsing motion that gets the germs, is it okay to use plain hand lotion and water and no soap to wash your hands?
Oh, that's a very good question, Nina. And the answer is actually it is the mechanical action of the water that is most important. Now, what soap does is it cuts the grease. And, of course, bacteria can cling to the grease. But if you're good at it, it ought to be okay. And, of course, even more important, you could let's take this theoretically. You could never wash your hands. But as long as you don't touch your face, you ought to stop the transmission from your hand to your face. But by the same token, you have to remember that there is transmission via the air. And the classic studies, I took a lot of time, actually, my first book with this because it fascinated me, because we always had this idea that when people get cold, they get colds. And they studied colds in a post-World War II era in England and found fascinating things, had people... separated people by a 10-foot gap, you know, in a big cage. And half the people had a cold in one side of this gap and the other half didn't. And the transmission rate was really high. And then they had people playing cards with these mucus-covered cards that were covered in mucus. And half the people wore those big collars like you put on a dog to prevent the dog from scratching themselves. So they put big collars in people so they couldn't touch their face. And they actually felt the primary method of transmission of the cold was through droplets. So, but hands can do it. And that's a good policy. But after that, you can't stop breathing. I always tell people, just breathe out. You know, don't breathe in. And colds, remember, Nina, that colds, a virus, every time you get a cold virus, it's a different virus, because every time you get a cold, you become immune. You become immune to it. But then there's 500 viruses, different ones out there, so when you get the next one, you're not immune to it. So as you get older, you should get fewer colds in general, because you're more and more immune to more and more viruses, but it depends what you're doing. Now, I just recently got a cold, and I live a fairly isolated life. I'm kind of a hermit. As I've told you before, you know, 10 miles outside of a town of 100 people, and that's like miles from anywhere. And so I go on this trip, airplanes, airports, the whole deal, bingo, got a cold. Consider myself to be pretty healthy. So it's a random deal. You'll never figure it out for one particular person. All right, let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa? Welcome.
Hi, I had a question about e-cigarettes. They're really popular online. Not the prescription inhalers, but these are little electronic cigarettes, and they have a vaporizer and a liquid capsule.
Yep.
And I wanted to know if they were safe. I mean, there's propylene glycol and flavoring and that sort of thing.
I know it. You know, the feds are not happy with these. And it's kind of interesting, you know, we produce a legal product in this country called cigarettes. Somehow the feds got nothing to say about that, but when it comes to products to help you quit smoking, boy, they're a bunch of tight butts. And so this product is not approved. We have not addressed the questions that you just asked, and I don't know if they're helpful. I remember when I was a kid, my parents were trying to quit smoking. You're going way back now in time. And it was popular among their friends. These little cigarettes looked exactly like a cigarette, and at the end had a little tin foil and red paint, and it looked like a real cigarette. And a lot of their friends were successful. He didn't have nothing to inhale. It had a little menthol flavor in it. That's what it was. But it was a hand habit. It was holding something between your fingers. So the question is this any better than the standard ways that we deliver nicotine to nicotine addicts, i.e. smokers? And I just don't know, because, listen, when you give a smoker nicotine, just as if you were to give a cocaine addict, a heroin addict their drug, you'd think that would stop them in their tracks. You're getting the drug you want, but it doesn't. You know, nicotine chewing gum patches, inhalers, and vaporizers and all this stuff are not universal in helping you quit. Maybe get you up to 10, 15, 25, 30% quit rates, depending upon the studies and how long you want to measure people. If that's the case, then what's up with cigarettes? If just giving that person the nicotine, the drug supposedly that they crave, why doesn't it stop the addiction cold in its tracks? So people tell me all kinds of other things, the hand habit, the, you know, the friendliness, the gemütlichkeit, you know? So anyway, I can address that. I would be careful, though. 1-800-548-TALK. We come back. Why bad economic times might be good for your health. You'll be surprised by this.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. After another wild ride for stocks, the market closed higher today. The Dow up 401. The S&P up more than 38. The NASDAQ added 89. This from Tuxtla Gutierrez, Mexico, and Chiapas State. A strong 6.5 quake hit the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. No immediate reports of injury or damage, but word is difficult getting out of that area. Barack Obama is keeping the pressure on John McCain, heading to Virginia, Missouri, and North Carolina, states that once were assumed to be safely in the Republican column. The newly famous Joe the Plumber, saluted by John McCain in last night's debate, says he doesn't have a license and doesn't need one to be a plumber. Says he works for a small plumbing company that does residential work. Sunny and pleasantly warm today, clear and mild tonight, sunny tomorrow. Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, and as host of shows like Tic-Tac-Toe, Gambit, and High Rollers, I've given away a lot of great prizes. Now, with the help of my friends at 866-MY-VEGAS, I'm going to give you a chance to win a free 3-day, 2-night stay in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 866-MY-VEGAS right now with the answer to this question. It might be the most famous house on the planet, but rules are rules. So the White House actually has a street address. What is it? A, 1313 Mockingbird Lane, B, 72 Penny Lane, or C, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Call 866-MY-VEGAS right now to get your free 3-day, 2-night romantic stay at a Vegas hotel. Visit the casinos, the restaurants. Enjoy the nightlife. Again, here's the question. It might be the most famous house on the planet, but rules are rules. So the White House actually has a street address. What is it? A, 1313 Mockingbird Lane, B, 72 Penny Lane, or C, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. For the first 100 callers, in addition to your free 3-day and 2-night stay, I'll throw in 2 tickets to a Vegas show. So call 8.
Is your debt getting bigger? Are you falling behind on your bills and receiving collection calls? Well, it's not your fault. Millions of Americans are buried in credit card debt because of a job loss, divorce, medical bills, or just bad luck. But now there's a way you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. Call Credit Guard of America today for free information, and you'll learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower or even eliminate your interest rates, and stop the collection calls once and for all. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136.
We owed $25,000 to the credit card companies. This year, we're going to be debt-free.
Credit Guard of America won't just help you get debt-free. We'll even show you how to improve your credit status.
They helped me pay off 10 credit cards and rebuild my credit rating.
Call us today to learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136. That's 1-800-710-1136.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies.
In from their own 21.
When it comes to football, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Steve's Google page with Yahoo. And cut his cable.
Well, where's the game?
Oh, you can still get your football fix. Type a player's name into Yahoo Search.
Okay. Full stats, news, game logs, all right there. Even fantasy rankings.
You need to trade that bum.
You think?
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at Yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Participation may vary.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk about bad economic times and your health. Now, says here, whether an economic slump will be bad for your health or good for your health depends only in part on your health habits, of course, when times are good. And studies find that people tend to not take care of themselves in good times, in boom times. I thought, what? What do they mean? Well, people drink too much. People dine on fat-laden restaurant food. People skip exercise and doctor's appointments because of work-related time commitments. Interesting, right, how it can backfire. The value of time, time itself is higher in good economic times. So people work more and do less of the things that are good for them, you know, like cooking at home or exercising. And people experience more stress due to the rigors of hard work during booms. And similar patterns have been seen in some developing nations. For instance, there's a study here of fluctuating coffee prices on health in Colombia. And that says even though falling prices are bad for the economy, it improves health and mortality rates. When prices are low, laborers, they have more time to care for their children and eat at home. When coffee prices are high, people work harder on their coffee plots and they spend less time doing things around the house, including things that are good for their kids. And because things that matter most for infants and child health in rural Colombia aren't expensive, but require a substantial amount of time, like breastfeeding and clean, bringing in clean water from far away, taking your kid to a health clinic that may be far away for free vaccinations, infant and child mortality rates rise. Isn't that interesting? Let's see what else here. 1 percentage point in state unemployment rate, an increase of 1 percentage point and an unemployment rate correlates with a 0.5 percentage point decline in the death rate. These are figures from the United States. Economic downturns appear to take a toll on factors having less to do with prevention and more to do with mental well-being and access to health care. Cancer death rise 23% and deaths from flu and pneumonia increase slightly. Suicides rise 2%, homicides 12%. But the issue that matters the most in a crisis, economic crisis, isn't related to jobs or income, but whether the slump widens the gap between rich and poor. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of studies here. You can find this piece. It's a good piece. It's a Tara Pope piece in the New York Times. I'm still sure we'd rather have better economic times, wouldn't we? All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Chris in South Dakota. How you doing, Chris?
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, quick question for you. I'm in my late 30s now, and since I was probably a freshman in high school, I've had these small bumps type thing on my scrotum, and they're kind of white in color, and they're underneath the skin. They're not like a pimple, but if you were to maybe squeeze them, some tissue paper, like wet tissue paper type material comes out of it, and I don't know what those are.
Yes, I forgot the name of them, but they're normal. I guess that's what you need to know. And they are just under and in the skin, and you can get those kind of lesions elsewhere in that particular part part of the body. There are lesions that look like that, actually, that can occur in the eyelid, which are actually have different causes and are caused are actually made of cholesterol and fat. But to my knowledge, these are of no health consequence, but don't go picking and popping them and all that kind of thing. And very often, you know, when you have something like that for a long time, that's one of your best indicators that this is not serious. And a lot of people, although times are changing, I mean, a lot of men, you know, will call about issues like this because what do we have to compare to? Most men have never gotten a close-up look. Most men of other men. And yet in this era, you know, referring to this surge in, quote, genital surgery, especially in women, to make themselves cosmetically more attractive in this region, you got to wonder, what are they looking at? I mean, women don't. Most women have also not had close-up looks of other women. So it tells me this has to do with people, you know, watching porn. I can't think of it in high definition. I can't think of another reason. Now, people have all of a sudden become so conscious and worry about what they look like. And therefore, of course, it is reasonable for you to be concerned about something because it's as hard to know. If you have concerns, by the way, the dermatologist will be the person that can help you. Christina, welcome to the program. How can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Mm-hmm.
I have a funny question. I had a tib-fib fracture a number of years ago in which I required hardware, and they use stainless. Mm-hmm. And you were talking earlier about nickel allergies. Well, I was treated for a, quote, bone infection being put on, I believe it was Keflex, for about 8 months, and it didn't mm-hmm. reduce the swelling. And then I was able to change docs. I went to another orthopedic surgeon, and upon the first few seconds of the exam, he noted that all the screws were coming out. In fact, he made a funny comment about me having screws loose.
Uh-huh.
And after he removed those, I started wearing costume jewelry that really gravely affected my well-being insofar as I had oozing and dripping and itching in my earlobes due to the contact of the, you know, loops and bands and whatnot that you put in your ears to hold on your earrings. And yet you had said that the stainless contains no nickel. Is that true?
Yeah, no. In general, stainless can contain nickel. But high-grade, it can be made without nickel. And your story is interesting because there is a suggestion, isn't it? Although, you know, there's an old saying, after this, therefore, because of this. Post hoc, ergo, propter hoc in medicine, that because something follows something doesn't necessarily mean it caused it. But here you had this appliance put in, and then all of a sudden you develop nickel allergy, pretty severe nickel allergy, by the way, it sounds like. And it's very reasonable that that was the cause. We, you know, as I said, we can put braces in people, kids' mouths, and cause it, as well as costume jewelry, piercing and stuff like that. So, and stainless is a very complicated subject. I once tried to understand it, and I had a metallurgist actually call the program once and explain that you can have trace amounts of nickel in stainless steel, and some stainlesses, pledge to not have. It depends on the use. If it's a refrigerator, it's one thing. If it's, you know, a medical appliance or stainless that's going to be used in a human body, we don't want any nickel. And yet the era when you had that, or maybe the screws but not the appliance itself, you know, had traces of nickel, or maybe it's not related, and it's impossible to know in your particular case, but it sounds like you're doing better now other than the nickel allergy. So I guess you got to have real gold jewelry. That's the best, you know, the best answer for that one. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adel. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned. 1-800-548-TALK.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-335-4191. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptics out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. People who are sick and tired of wasting money on acne products that just don't work. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. Find out how to get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling 1-800-335-4191. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling now toll-free 1-800-335-4191. 1-800-335-4191.
I don't care if you shred your credit card statements, I'll get you. I don't care if you monitor your credit, I'll still get you.
Listen to this disturbing conversation with an identity thief.
You have no idea how easy it is to get your personal information and credit off the internet. It's everywhere. Bank records, credit card receipts, restaurant or gas station bills, even private doctor information is everywhere. It's not a matter of if we'll get you, it's when.
It's not a matter of if they'll get you, but when. That's why so many are signing up with Trusted ID, and you need to do it now. Trusted ID offers 15 points of protection, arguably the most comprehensive proactive identity theft product system available. Trusted ID actually helps block identity theft before it happens. And they back their protection with $1 million service warranty.
I don't care if you're a senior citizen or a divorced mother of 12. I'll get you.
Don't wait until your credit is ruined. Call Trusted ID now for a 30-day free trial. Call 1-866-939-5609. 1-866-939-5609. 1-866-939-5609.
McGruff the Crime Dog here with my nephew Scruff. Here's the address for my new free comic activity book.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
It shows kids. kids what to know about guns and drugs and bullies and strangers. And it's got games and puzzles, too. Write it down now.
Scruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
Mommy, I'm going to sing the baby a lullaby.
Beautiful dreamer, in the first stage of sleep, your brain waves are low and come regularly. Soon you will be in REM dreams, where your eyes are moving and waveforms increase.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help keep their dreams alive. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Welcome back to the program. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Larry in Streeter, Illinois, is it? How you doing, Larry? Welcome to the program.
Fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard recently that one glass of wine a day or two, the alcohol in it could contribute to the shrinking of your brain, which is already happening in older people. Is that a concern?
I don't think it's a concern, but the problem is there seems to be what we call in medicine a narrow therapeutic window. And this is complex because a lot of people say, don't tell people that wine or alcohol is good for them, because there will be more people who will use that as an excuse to abuse alcohol than there will be people who benefit from it. So that's why you always hear the official advice as, if you drink a glass of wine a night, you don't have to stop. And that's a funny way of giving advice. And every piece of evidence that we've ever seen is quite remarkable, shows that wine seems to reduce rates of dementia. And of course, that would be a side effect of shrinkage of the brain. And you're right, the brain does shrink. And it's very, very hard in human beings to come up with cause and effect. We can't just take a bunch of people and stick them in cages and feed some one glass, some two glass, some three glass, some four glasses a day, and then follow them for 80 years. Everything that we derive informationally is indirect from statistical studies and especially research on animals. So I have no fear about a glass of wine or two a night for a man. You're supposed to be, you know, half, put it in half for women. And that's the best advice I can give. But I think I know the report that you're speaking about, which kind of scared folks. Let's see. Steve, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, doctor, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw this medical program on TV where they put five stents in the back of your throat, roughly an inch long, underneath the skin of the soft palate.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to keep you from snoring. My question to you, I guess, would be, have you ever heard of this, and does it work?
Yes, well, it's called the Pilar procedure, and it's kind of like collar stays. Although when I use the term collar stays, that's like... you know, telling kids, you sound like a broken record. They look at you, what's that, Mom? Collar stays, I think, I don't know, they still make them anymore. They do what you said. They are little plastic inserts in the palate, because snoring seems to be caused by floppiness in the palate. If you think of the sound of snoring, it is the vibration caused by a floppiness, a softness, as it were. And when they put these in, it does stiffen it up, and it does seem to help a lot of people, but not everybody. And that's a great difficulty with surgeries like these. I think the procedure, when it first came out, was met, I think it's a French invention, I'm not quite sure, but met with some skepticism in the ear, nose, and throat community. But it has been accepted more and more. And once again, the difficulty is knowing which patient is most likely to benefit from which kind of procedures. One of the predecessors of that operation was this removal of the soft palate and that little dangly thing that, you know, hangs down in the back, you know, and they remove it entirely. You have to teach people how to drink water, because they drink water after that. You don't train them right, the water comes right out their nose. And that seems a little severe, and then they've come up with all these other kind of alternatives. So I can't say to you anything other than, you know, talk to a physician who does this kind of work and see if they think you're a candidate. And it's not bogus, you know, it's a real deal, and I've seen studies before and after and all that, and it seems that people do benefit. Okay, my screen's blank here, Heather. So if we have a next caller, you can whisper in my ear.
Laura Lee.
Laura Lee. Laura Lee, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. We need to know the line, too. Line three, Kyle.
Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Thank you, ma'am.
About 4 years ago, my son, who's 26, was diagnosed with a varicocele.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, he's had two surgeries, one out of, I guess, they didn't put him under, but they did another type of surgery, outpatient mm-hmm. surgery. And none of them have been successful. He still has all of the symptoms that he's ever had. And now the doctor is talking about maybe putting him on some kind of chronic pain medication.
Yeah, what are the main symptoms that he had before the surgery and that he has now?
The main symptoms are that he has he can't sit down. And without causing, for very long, without causing him great pain. And if he's in a class or he's in the car for a long time or something, it causes pain to last for several hours.
Boy, that's interesting. He had that symptom in the past before the surgery.
Yeah. And it seems to. The pain seems to come from the area in his scrotum where they've identified that there's a little varicocele. But the doctor says that he's diagnosed him, but he can't figure out the cause.
Yeah, well, I'm puzzled too. A varicocele is kind of like a varicose vein, and most men feel a fullness. A slight discomfort, it shouldn't be an acute pain. So I'm a little concerned. And most of the time we do surgery on it for fertility reasons. I used to be a doubter of that, by the way. And I've seen studies where they remove this. It does seem to help with fertility. And the theory might be that having a mass of blood, after all, this is like a varicose vein. So it's a dilated veins with blood in it. And that might just warm the testicle enough. So I'm not sure what's going on with him now. If you told me he didn't have it before, but he has it now, I would say, well, they snip nerves when you do a surgery. Surgery like this, and the nerves have formed a little growth on it, and that's probably causing his pain. But the fact is that if this was painful beforehand, makes me wonder, and I can't quite tell you what's going on with him. As I said, it should be a sense of fullness. It should not be severe pain enough to require pain medications. And I either going to have to keep talking to urologists or talk to a pain doctor before just committing him to pain pills for the rest of his life. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Delp. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi. Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Why are Bay Area consumers using the just-released Diamond Certified Directory for finding top-rated local contractors, showrooms, auto repair shops, and professionals?
We've had bad experiences before in the past with contractors, and we wanted to ensure that the job we're going to get done is done well and done right.
I like that I know I'm going to get reliable service and people who are really going to listen to what the customer has to say.
If we have a problem or a concern, we need a contractor for a particular reason, we pull out the Diamond Certified Directory and have a look.
Have it done professionally so you wouldn't have to worry about having the work done again, say, in a year or two. So we were very pleased with the Diamond Certified resources.
To order your free Diamond Certified Directory, go to diamondcertified.org. And you can read all the rating results and local profiles. Their website again...
blood rushing through me. My muscles tighten, and I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Come on, Carmen, again.
By spending one day a week in the gym,
tuck your chin, Carmen.
Dana helps neighborhood kids like Carmen develop interests that keep them away from drugs.
Hey, let me see your shoulder shift. Jab, jab. Great.
Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer.
Cool workout, Carmen. See you next week.
Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Banyo.
Everybody, Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Chip in Rochester, New York. How you doing, Chip?
Hi, Doc. Welcome back. And it sounds as though you had a terrific trip.
Yep, always do.
One of these days, we got to talk about the comparison of the United States with Europe, but not today.
Yep.
My girlfriend lives in Canada. She has a daughter, 35, pregnant for the first time, and they're concerned about a miscarriage. She's maybe 10 weeks in. And that might not be something that I'd be concerned about, maybe some other things. And I said, well, we'll find out. We'll call the guy. And what do you
think? Yeah, I wouldn't worry at all. I mean, the worry because she's 35, that's the reason they're worrying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well.
Worry might be too strong a word. You know, they've expressed a level of concern.
Right. Well, at 35, the only thing that changes significantly that is being taken into account, I'm sure, by her doctors is that you reach a point there where we start testing you for Down syndrome and stuff like that. And the odds, of course, are one in many hundreds that she would have it. And while indeed it is also true that as a woman gets older and older, if you looked at a graph, well, sure, obstetrical complications, you know, start to rise, but it's the raw numbers that really, really count. So the odds of her having more of a miscarriage at 35 than at 30 is so small a difference that it's just not worth even thinking about. So but how do you tell people not to worry? You know, you figure that one out and you'll get the Nobel Prize. But once again, I bet you her doctors will do a test to see indeed and start looking for genetic problems. And, you know, the only reason we do it is because the test itself used to have a risk of 1 in 200 causing a miscarriage, but the risk is about 1 in 200 for Down syndrome at that age, and so the two curves cross over. That's why they do it. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. That is the program. We're out of time. Please join me for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
We inherited this business from our father.
Who got it from his father?
We needed an emergency preparedness plan in case of fire, cyber attack,
or anything.
So we went to Ready.gov and got free checklists, templates, and more to be prepared. Thanks to Ready.gov, we worry less about keeping Rizzo and Sons in business.
Only it should be Rizzo and grandsons.
And granddaughter.
Right.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Yeah! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only Monday. It's only Monday.
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on. As a Junior Achievement volunteer, you can bring your enthusiasm to the classroom and give a few kids a little something extra to get excited about. Their future. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
For information on how you can get involved, log on to JA.org.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. call 1-800-507-7991. For your free tape, call 1-800-507-7991. 1-800-507-7991.
Hi, it's Gil Gross. It's 3 a.m. at the White House. The phone rings. It's Joe the Plumber. We'll talk